If you see this town on the map, or perhaps find yourself passing through it on a trip across Iowa, you'll certainly be intrigued by the name. It's a title that you know just has to have an interesting story behind it. That is the case, and I'll tell you a cheerful story about it on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Margie Thomas shares the story of an Iowa town with an interesting name.
There was a man that came here from England, and he found coal there, and he went ahead and platted out the 14 acres that was Petersburg.
But when the new town applied to establish a post office, the name Petersburg was already taken, which meant local citizens needed a new name for the place they had settled.
A Major J. Andrews here was from the East Coast, and there's a salutation that they use as a greeting that's "What cheer?" And so he named the post office "What cheer?" knowing that it would be something different.
For a time, they still called the town Petersburg, and the post office was "What cheer?" But it was eventually just too cumbersome to call the town one name, yet have the mail for the town sent to the same place, but with a different title. Today, it remains What Cheer, Iowa, a farming community that once was known for something else.
They realized that there was a massive coal deposits here. The population in 1880, then, of What Cheer was 300 people. And by 1899, it's over 5,000 people.
Abandoned mine shafts and tunnels remain under this town. By the early 1900s, the coal played out, but another industry began.
Where there's coal, there's clay. After the coal mines had been played out, there was a big push here in What Cheer by some people to see if something could be done with the clay. And by 1911, they had broken ground on what was called the What Cheer Clay Products.
And that factory employed about 100 people until it closed in the 1960s. Today, the town has about 600 people, and the town's name, a curious stopping point for people as well. Traveling the countryside in What Cheer, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.